Well, good morning once again. Our scripture text is taken from the Gospel according to Mark. Mark chapter 7 and verse 37 will serve as our text. We'll be picking up on one sentence therein. He has done all things well. Now let's get the full context of what we're going to be speaking of this morning. Beginning in verse 31. Again, departing from the region of Tyre and Sidon, he came through the midst of the region of Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee. Then they brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to put his hand on him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers in his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. Immediately his ears were opened, and the impediment of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly. Then he commanded them that they should tell no one, but the more he commanded them, the more widely they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, he has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. So here we have the context of our scripture. He has done all things well. The fact that the deaf would hear is one of the signs of Jesus' messiahship. This is one of the things that was told to John's disciples, that is John the Baptist's disciples, to go back and tell John that this is one of the signs that proves that Jesus is the coming Messiah and that Israel need not look for another. For their Messiah, the Christ, was among them. Now the miracles he did were always to authenticate his message and to prove its truth and his authority. Behold the response of the witnesses to God's work in this case. What is it? They were astonished beyond measure. And in today's language, we might say something like this. It absolutely blew their minds what had occurred. They were amazed. Now, having gotten the context, we're going to draw applications along two lines. The first, what God the Son did on earth, he did well. And here's the second application. What God the Son does in our lives, he does well. First, what God the Son did on earth, he did well. Jesus Christ, the agent of creation. Now the work of God the Son did not begin with his incarnation. For he is eternal God. It is written of him, for by him all things were created. All things that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And again, in the beginning, the Word was with God and was God. And what is written of the creation? At the very end of the first chapter of Genesis, then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. Jesus Christ is said to be the agent of that creation. Of course, all three persons of the Trinity, the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, were active in the creation. And behold, Jesus Christ, the agent of creation, who does all things well. created all things, well, according to his good purpose. Nature in its majesty and harmony, the beautiful sunrises and sunsets, the beautiful fellowship hall we have right outside here, that alleyway that we use as a fellowship hall, right? The Lord's given us one, and we use it, and we thank him for it. Animal life, plant life, human life, and everything necessary to sustain all of these things. Imagine the faith that it takes to believe that all of these things happened by chance. Now, his work continued throughout Old Testament days until the day that it was appointed when the fullness of time had come for the Son of God to come down. This is his incarnation, which we'll be celebrating in a couple of months. How the Son of God came into the world as a little baby, modeling great humility in doing so. Jesus didn't come in king's palaces and with great pomp and circumstance as the world does. But he came modeling great humility as a little baby in a manger. He identified with the human condition. His first instinct, Jesus, the King of Kings, was cold. And Mary had to wrap him in swaddling cloths, those things that were at hand to keep him warm. He experienced hunger and thirst, pain and grief. Well is it written of Jesus the Christ, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. And yet for all of these things, Jesus was yet without sin. He came in his human condition and lived a perfectly sinless life. Behold, he has done all things well. His sacrifice and his resurrection. Now, there is nothing any man could do to appease the wrath of mighty God against sin and enter into his holy presence. God is holy, and we are not. There's a great divide fixed between God and man, and only God himself could provide the bridge. And so he sent his Son. We call him Jesus, to die a sacrificial death on our behalf. Greater love has no man than this, to lay one's life down for his friends. He suffered, he died, he was buried, and he rose again and ascended to the right hand of power. Only believe upon him. Only believe upon these things, and you will be saved. This is on the authority of the Word of God. He has done all things well. What the Son of God does in our lives, he does well. This is our second point this morning. Jesus changes lives for the better. God the Holy Spirit points us to God the Son through his convicting work. Just as God the Son came to point us to God the Father in his earthly ministry, all of the work of the triune God is in perfect harmony done perfectly well. Behold, he does all things well. The great physician, Jesus the Christ, healing our diseases, yours and mine, taking our spiritual sicknesses upon himself. Behold, your Savior and mine, nailed to the cross, the fiery darts of the wrath of God, the fiery arrows being shot upon him, that the power of sin might be destroyed once and for all, that those words of Jesus as he hung there, suffering anguish for you and I, "It is finished," might find their fulfillment. Spiritual healing. And the great physician, as he did in the case in our text with the deaf mute, even physical healing according to his perfect will. Behold, he has done all things well. Behold, Jesus Christ, your mediator, your advocate, one who stands between and pleads your case, the one who stands in the gap between God the Father and the accuser of the brethren. We have a wonderful illustration of this in the third chapter of Zechariah, where the accuser of the brethren, Satan, is coming before the Father, God the Father, accusing Joshua the high priest of all of the filthy things and filthy sins that Joshua has done. And it may be so that he actually committed many of those things that he was being accused of doing, being a sinful man as you and I. That's what Satan does. He accuses people before God the Father. He tears people down and tears us apart in his pride, that we might be brought low and that he might be brought high. This is what the sin of pride does. But what does Jesus do? What does the mediator and the advocate do? He stands in the middle between the accuser of the brethren and God the Father and says, "Wait a minute. I died for that man. I died for that woman. And therefore, they are sanctified based upon the blood that I shed on that cross. I paid their penalty. I paid your penalty, Christian, saith the Lord, in full." And therefore, the saint, the sanctified one, the one whom Jesus has set apart, can find an audience, can approach boldly the throne of grace and have their prayers heard. Consider the victories that Christ Jesus has worked in your life and through you. your life. I don't know about you, but I can confess that I don't do very much well when I try to do it. We don't do very much well of our own accord. But He, my Savior, does all things well. In fact, without Christ, we can do nothing. There is no service of value to God without Christ in it. What is it then that God requires of you? Well, trust Jesus. Only trust Him for your salvation. Only trust Him in all circumstances. Many times we don't understand why God may allow certain things. Why He seems to tarry for a season. Why He delays in a response to prayer. Why we look at that situation in our own lives and we can't see the justice in it. Why we look at something that's going on in the lives of others, our loved ones, or even in the world in general, and we don't see justice there either. That's where the faith comes in, friend. I'm not saying it's easy to deal with these divine delays, but certainly God is stretching our faith because it brings us to a crossroad. We have two choices. We can trust in His sovereignty and continue going to Him, resting upon the truth that we read of in this scripture, that He has done all things well, and the unchangeable Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, will continue to do so. Or we can despair and walk away. I hope, friend, if you're at a crossroads of that nature, that you might choose the first option and not the latter, thereby glorifying Jesus Christ by your faith before the angels in heaven and before men on earth. We can't always understand God as He is unfathomable, unsearchable are His ways and His judgments. Indeed, who is like our God? No one at all. For this is what the Lord says, quoting from the prophet Isaiah, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord." Friends, I beseech you this morning, only rest in His promises and take comfort in the arms of mighty God, for He has done all things well, that you respond to this word this morning. The very words of God, the other scriptures alluded to herein, they're printed in your bulletin for your edification as you leave this place, for your review throughout the week, that this won't be a wasted hour for you, that you'll find peace and grace that can only be found through Jesus Christ, through the prayers, through your time of worship here, through the Word of God, our fellowship together, and our proximity to Christ and our time of communion with Him. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You've given us a Savior who does all things perfectly. As hard as it is sometimes, and as trying as it is to lay aside our own agendas and our own earthly desires, help us, dear Lord, that we might cast our faith continually upon He who does all things well. We thank You for the most blessed God and Savior. May He be glorified as we continue in our service this morning, throughout the day, and throughout the coming week. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.